Father, thank you for this morning. We give you praise and we give you glory. What an honor it again it is to be able to share a word. We ask in the name of Jesus that the next few moments are for life, for light, and for lift. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. Job chapter 32 and verse 8. The conversation starts from verse 7. And in fact, from earlier verses, you know, the young man, though younger than them, expected wisdom to come from age, and he was disappointed. Job 32. I'll read from verse six. And Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, answered and said, "I am young, and ye are old. Wherefore I was afraid and durst not shew my own opinion." Meaning that for him, age was a disadvantage. He thought he was not wise enough and was not entitled to an opinion because he was younger. He said, "I said days should speak, a multitude of years should teach wisdom." Against this reality, multitude of years should teach wisdom. It says, but there is a spirit in man, the inspiration of the Almighty that giveth him understanding. It's not age that gives understanding. It is the spirit in man that gives understanding. Now, my interest has been that we look within. We look within. The Bible says this spirit is in man. The spirit is in man. There is a spirit in you. This is the beautiful thing about your life as a believer. The best things that you will have are internally generated. Your help is in you. Counsel is in you. Understanding is in you. We lose life's battles because we do not look at the arsenal within. There is a terrible armory inside your spirit. A man that gives his spirit dominion will have dominion over the forces of life. A man that allows his spirit to gain ascension has prepared to lead a generation. A man that allows his spirit to gain ascension has prepared to lead a generation. This is what learning does. This is what prayer does. That's why some of these tools, this is what meditation does. Why meditation is powerful is because in meditation, your spirit gains ascension. Your mind gains alignment to the realities in your spirit in meditation so that superior versions of you can come out. There is a you in you that the world wants to see. There is a you in you that will shock you if you will meditate, if you will allow your spirit to grow. What we have been talking about actually in the last 3 days is training the human spirit. Training the human spirit. Developing the human spirit. One of the ways that you learn to develop the human spirit is to understand that the human spirit has strong similarities to the human body. How does the human body develop? The human body develops by feeding. The human body develops by resting. The human body develops by exercising. The human body develops by using the body parts. You see, these are some of the ways that your body develops. Now, we are going to take that even to the spirit. Your spirit develops when it is fed on the word of God. Your spirit develops when it is in contact with the Holy Spirit by prayer. Your spirit develops when it meditates and feeds on the word of God. Spiritual development is impossible without a constant exposure to the word of God. Let your spirit be exposed to the word of God. It will grow to points where it will never come down again. The growth is gradual. You stretch to a point, you can never go down beyond that place again. You stretch again from there, you can never go down beyond there until you have found out that you have become a spiritual giant. One of the strongest tools for Developing your spirit is meditating on the Word of God. If you want spirit success and spiritual success, meditate on the Word of God deliberately. I trust that blessed you. I'm sure God let me there. I thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.